lifted up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I walk.
today? Do you believe that today? Just reach out and touch him. Yes. Grab the hem of his garment. Whatever you can grab, just grab hold by faith.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, family. Welcome all to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. We are continuing our journey on birthrights. Yes, we have regained. We have taken back what the enemy has stolen. We are confidence. We are courage. We are hope. We are belief. We are faith. And we are trusting God as the what? Source of our everything that we can now really understand. We've been talking about the Christ characteristics, and we've been speaking them over and over and over again, saying the revelation of God's word that love is number one characteristic of Christ. We're taking back. We've taken back what the enemy has stole. Now we don't ask or question. We walk in what God has called us into. Number one, let's remind ourselves, love. Can anyone tell me what love is? Sacrificing for others because God is the essence of love. First John, not the book of John, but 1 John chapter 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." Do you know him? Is love really professing in your life today? Virtue, fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence. 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Knowledge, studying God's word to gain wisdom and understanding. We're not just reading just to read. We're studying. We are studying God's word to gain wisdom and understanding. And then when you get some wisdom and understanding, we want to get some more wisdom and understanding. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Self-control, reverencing God so much that we choose godly behaviors over worldly behaviors. Titus 1:8, hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. Perseverance. Adopting an attitude of hope through confidence in God's character. See, it's not my character anymore, but it's the character of God. I can elevate to that next place. Romans 5:3-4. And do not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Godliness. Oh, we go to that next level. Godliness, honoring God in every area of our life. See, we took that back because now he's the source of our everything. So now we know how to honor him in every area of our walk. 1 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to the faithful men who will be able to teach others also. See, it's not just about me, just not about you, because compassion comes in. And compassion is having a warm-hearted affection to anyone, no matter their situation, no matter their living, no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, loving them, having warm-hearted affection, loving them until they get there, not just leaving them there, having warm-hearted affection, but really moving in compassion that someone else can know today that they can be as great as you are. They can be better than you are. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, ooh, there's my word. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous. That these characteristics can now really mold us. And I know there's certain things in this ministry that we are repetitious about. That is the birthrights. That is the characteristics. That is the principal process of God's word that you must follow instructions, and not just one piece, but that we follow all the way through and we utilize, hallelujah, that we utilize every bit of God's favor. Oh, his favor is over you, his favor is over me, but are we utilizing his favor that someone else receives the same favor? Having compassion for one another. I want to see better for you. I want to know. I want the best for you. The best. You're greater. You take first. I want you here. Let me push you. Let me push you higher. Let me push you higher. Oh, I know you're gonna turn around and pick me up with you, but let me just keep pushing you higher. Oh no, then you keep pushing me higher. And look how we're encouraging and having compassion for one another by regaining, by walking, and by living the characteristics of Jesus Christ. God has a purpose. Has a purpose for all of us. Number one, to be an offspring. That we be an inherited body on one accord. That we be called according to our individual purpose, but we still rely on the oneness of God as offspring. God's purpose for all is to be Christ-like. So when you get your birthrights, when you regain your birthrights, when you now, watch this, regain your birthrights and now walk by your characteristics, you are now walking like Christ, because it's no longer you who live, but he who lives in you. It's yours. It's his light that's shining in you, not your light, because my light is dim. It's his light that's reflecting out of me into a lost land that's showing light in the midst of darkness. His characteristics are to strengthen me to go to the next level, to go to the next event, to go to the next minute, to go, and to make disciples just like him. He has a purpose for us today. But he also has a purpose for us that we should seek him. The Bible said that we should seek his face, that we may find him. And guess what? He is not far. That's the Bible. That's the word telling us that when we seek him, we will find him. Oh, and he's not far away. I don't care I don't care how bad you messed up. I'm talking about it. We're just 5 seconds ago. He's not far. And let me encourage someone today a little bit higher. Even though you just messed up and you made a wrong decision and you're not doing what you should be doing. He's right there. Oh, glory. He's right there. But let me tell you, he's not coming because he's looking for us to really stand. Oh, he's not far. And when we call him, when we seek him, we will find him. But those are the things we must do in, watch this, being servants, being accountable, to him that it's no longer me who lives, and that's so dynamic. No longer me who lives, but he who lives in me. And when does he live in me, family? He lives in me right now. I can't take any time off. I can't hope and pray that things are going to get better. I have to know things are going to get better because we talked about this morning. When Jesus said, when you stand praying, have faith in God. Now you must speak it. Speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. Then he says, take away all doubt. Add belief. Multiply forgiveness. But if you do not forgive, everything else is zeroed out. So if I take up one characteristic, I must take up the complete cross. I must deny myself. That's the really point. If somebody didn't know this, denying myself is not my will, but his will, that I get his way of walking, talking, and acting. So it's no longer my emotional push, but it's my spiritual push that will lead me, guide me, never forsake me. Oh, hallelujah. That's encouraging. But it's up to me to activate it. It's up to you to activate it. We can talk blue about the birthrights. We can talk purple about the characteristics. But if you are not activating them in your life, we're just talking. Isn't it time for enough talk to be talked and for some walk to really be walked? Oh, yeah, see, see the high fives going on around because now we encourage each other that God's will is for you, not just for me. Watch what the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 27 through 28, where as the Lord leads us in this. Verse 27, Acts chapter 17, verse 27. It says, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are his offspring of God, we ought not think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, verse 30, these times of ignorance of God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. See, it's up to me to know that if I am going to truly take on this cross, the cross is the word of God coming to life. The cross represents everything that I'm going to have to go through, but it also represents what has already been done for me. So I don't have to look at or worry about what I'm going through. I just go through with purpose because I know. Somebody raise your hand today. Say, I have a purpose in life. My purpose in life is to take back what the enemy has stole, my birthrights. I need confidence. I need courage. I need hope. I need belief. I need faith, and I need to be trusted in the Lord with all my heart, leaning not on my own understanding, acknowledge him in all my ways, and knowing that he has, that and he is, and I'm walking in my path. What's my path? My path is my purpose to share the love of God with someone else. You're my brother. You're my sister. I pray for you. You don't have to pray back, but that's the motion of praying is that when we pray for each other, you be praying right back. It's a barter and trade relationship, not just sucking out the life of people, but giving life so life can be given back. Oh, glory. Somebody clap your hands because I'm in my purpose. I am an offspring. And I need everybody to know that it's not just me, but everyone, everywhere must repent. The wages of sin is death. No question about it. And if I keep walking, if I keep tampering, if I keep contaminating, I'm no better than I ever have been. And enough is enough. It's time to see the glory of God in my life. When? Now. No question. Yes, I'm seeing the glory of God in my life because I'm walking in the glory of God by his word, living on the inside of me and knowing my role. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I submit. I humble myself before you, Lord Jesus. That's my position. I can't say this enough. We are not equal to God. We are not buddy, buddy, homie, homie, kick it with God. God is sovereign. God is holy. That's why we worship him in spirit and truth. in an honoring form at all times. Oh, I know we get positions and titles and people's telling us how great we are and how good we're doing, and we start getting big-headed. Let me just – come on, let me chop some egos down right now. You are less than anything that God is. Ooh, glory. But by letting the lesser things die, me, that's me. Now the greater can really live. Now people can really believe in a God who's sovereign. Now people can really believe in a God who's holy. Now people will really follow a God who will save them. But we've contaminated him. We've tampered with him. We have disgraced him on earth. It's time to bring him back into the front fold. How do we do that? God is still God. But how do we do that? Changing the way we act. That people have no excuse but to say, there's nothing but proof that he's good. Instead of those talking about him acting bad. It's awakening going on through this network that it's time to man up, woman up, child of God, children of God up for us to really embrace this word and push somebody else. I hope I'm pushing somebody today to another level that you can do it. See, that's my purpose. Oh, my God. That's your purpose, too, that someone else can feel more important than you. Because he exemplified that, Jesus. I have his characteristics in me, so I should start to act like him. I should start to sacrifice like him. I should want to see better people do better, even though they still walking around butt naked on the street, talking crazy out of their mind. I'm still praying for them, and I'm going to believe that God has been awakened that spirit, and I'm going to speak to that spirit. Come out by the mighty name of Jesus. You have been rebuked, not by my name and no other person's name, but by the name of Jesus, that every tongue will confess, that every knee will bow. Come out right now. I spoke that prayer with one person on Long Beach Boulevard 3 times already, and every time I see her, she ain't tweaking as much. I'm being honest with you. She don't even know it. Had one encounter with her, and I spoke it in her ear. But now every time I'm driving down that street or at the community center with Sylvia Nunn's angels, with the director Cynthia Nunn, I'm praying for that young lady. And I'm believing by April the 16th. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I am believing by April 16th, Resurrection Sunday in Pocket Park, that young lady is there clapping her hands, stomping her feet, and giving God glory for bringing the hell out of her. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that right now, and now I'm more fired up because he just gave me what to pray for next to the next level. That demons come out by the name of Jesus, not by Eddie, not by Edward, not by Pastor E or anyone else, but by the name of Jesus. Come out. Anyone under the sound of my voice dealing with spiritual, I speak right now to you. Come out by the name of Jesus. Be loosed. Be free by the name of Jesus. See, that is our purpose, to know the power of the word that we hold in us. And let me tell you right now, I don't have one doubt in my mind that is happening. The words I just spoke are already manifesting in the spirit. Some stuff that already leaped off about 5. There's 6 more that some other stuff that leaped out of. Stuff that we unattend and we have contaminated ourselves, that God cannot be God in us when contamination has taken over. It must be holy. It must be sovereign. It must be pleasing and acceptable unto God's sight. When? Right now. Strap up. Push somebody. Oh, no, I feel you. I feel you, evangelist. Push somebody. We pushing each other and everybody in between us. Are pushing more, push higher, greater, stronger, mightier, that as we embrace this word of truth, as we continue to walk in this word of truth, that we understand, oh, we honoring God through our lives, we are letting God's light shine through us. Birthrights. We've taken them back. Now we're enriching ourselves with our characteristics that we can push as Christ has pushed for us. When? Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, family. This is week 3 of this series. And I pray that these notes and things you're taking down are blessing you, but we must walk in purpose. And this is these are the keys. These are the keys to the nuggets, to the fibers of God's word that is so powerful. His divine power that has given us everything, has provided everything. No lack. Say it, no lack. No. Every negative word out of here. If you're negative, out of here. If you're not in agreement, I'm gonna have to separate myself until we can get in agreement, because I need to be in God's favor. I need to be where God has called me to be. So now I can really speak a word of life, and I see it happening because I already know it's not my word, but his word. And the power of his word brings life, and it brings life more abundantly. God bless you, family. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are having Bible study every Wednesday at 12:30 at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, P2P Ministries. We're having the gathering there with that community center, and God is doing mighty things there. We encourage you to continue to pray for us in that arena, that the lives of Compton are changed by the lights that are shining through that community. And in so many areas, I can just speak so many people I'm supporting right now that are in agreement. But I just want to say, keep us in prayer and definitely hold us up. Resurrection in the park, in Pocket Park on Resurrection Sunday is going to be dynamic. We need help. We need helpers. We need donations, clothing, food, anything. Chairs. I'm about to do another chair drive because we want to have some chairs out there. We have probably about 20 now from the last drive. We're going to do another drive and see if we get 20 more. So there's some chairs out there. We're going to lay out blankets. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to do an egg hunt. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a concert. We're asking for artists now that want to come out and bless the people of Compton to come on out and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What a partnership with Sylvia Nunn's Angels to be able to put this on so fast. We looked at each other. We were sitting out in front of the building and talking about doing some services, some unorthodox services for the community that could come as they are. And I said, let's start on Easter. And she said, okay. And I did a flyer, and it's already out there. We got postcards, but we are going to do a service at 10 a.m. Then around 11:30, we're going to go across the street and eat. After we eat, we're going to go back over to the park and have a Easter egg hunt as the music is still playing. And then at that point, families will be given a bag of food to take with them. We're also looking to our team. We're putting together some hygiene items right now that we were going to do another outing with. We're going to bring those over to that for April 16th and Easter. We'll pass out hygiene packs through our ministry and food. They'll take a bag of food. We're going to have clothing for kids, adults, and everything. Bring your children out there. You know somebody that needs help, get them out there to this event. And I just wanted to put that out there, that's dynamic. But every Wednesday, come meet me at the gathering, 12:30, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, the gathering. We have we start on time, believe that, and we end on time. They want me to sing a song, and then we talk a little bit, get into study, talk a little bit more, and then get out of there and go on our prospective ways. And don't feel bad if you can only come for 15 to 30 minutes. Stop in, fellowship with us. Let's do something together. No matter what you can, don't feel bad. You have to leave early and get back to work. Come on in, pray with us, study a little with us, and meet us at the gathering. God bless you, family. You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
The song is very simple, and it says, Now that
I'm here
with you,
my heart,
I gladly lay before you
my wounds, my tears, my pain.
With confidence, O Lord,
I lay down at your feet.
Hallelujah.
Everybody help me say that. Let it ring, say it.
Please receive my praise.
Thank you.
Thank you for your praise.
So often I felt like the best that I had, to give, has fallen short so often.
Now this part of simple says,
about that.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.